Why did you choose to teach yoga?
Why? Because it's traditional yoga. Yoga is born with us families. Yoga, like the teaching all the time. And also what happened when I was young, like 6 or 7 years old, had a hand is broken. Mm-hmm. And this yoga is help for me. And then after I started to develop my yoga myself. Then last 20, 25, 26, maybe 27 years I'm teaching. Yeah, that's it.
After all these years of doing yoga and teaching it, do you think there's anything else you can learn from it?
I love cooking because the yoga is a part of the body, part of the food.
Mm-hmm.
Food, what you food put in your body, that is react to your body, your mind.
Mm-hmm.
If you eat nice food, your body react nice way. If you put bad food, your body react different way. Like if you eat lots of chips every day, maybe it's a different size getting, but you know, if you are a healthy food, you're making it a different way.
Do you do charity work anywhere else or just in the Indian Himalayas?
No, I do. That's probably, at moment I'm doing for the charity for Macmillan.
Mm-hmm.
Charity means for me is like it's not only one place, not only India. It's not only Himalaya. It's charity for every Thursday I go to Macmillan.
Mm-hmm.
That is my charity as well. I teach for how to breathe for especially for cancer patients in Macmillan, Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Last 5.5 years, like 5 years roundabout. And now I'm raising money for them, for Macmillan, Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
My target is 5,000. But so far I did for 2,800 something.
Mm-hmm.
So far, probably still I get time to raise maybe next 2-3 weeks left. And Himalayas, not only Himalaya. Himalaya choose the reason is in 2015 they had really bad earthquake in Nepal.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of people have died. I took for the children nearly 1,200 toys from Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
This room I'm full of toys. This kind of bag I took 4 of them, and I give for them. And plus one more Himalaya place is there. It's called Rishikesh, and they also send some 200 toys there, and plus money.
Mm-hmm.
That's my own. And I'm supporting especially girls in India. Supporting mean I'm giving education for them. 5 or 6 girls every year.
Mm-hmm.
Depend on how much earn. So some year 5, some year 4, some year 6. Every year, only girls. Don't ask me why they're not boys. Because boy can they live. But girls is a little bit difficult in India. And especially street children. We started in 2004, only 4 girls, not me, someone started, I'm giving helping.
Mm.
And now they got round about 45 girls. And the age of 4 to 5, they pick up them, especially there's some girls, they're not safe in the family. For example, like a drug addict or alcoholic parents, they're not safe. They pick them. They give education till 18 years free. So 4 to 5, sometimes 6. Highest I did last 6 girls every year.
Mm-hmm.
So that is of my charity. It's not only stop only what do you call Himalaya.
Mm-hmm.
And also I supported in Bali charity, one more.
Mm-hmm.
Small, not big. And that's it.
Do you think that you're physically and mentally prepared for the Camino de Santiago?
That is a really good question. I love that. Yes, I do, because it's for me is really help. Bully Bay to Bonvi,
mm-hmm.
That is the walking's really help for me. Every week I'm trying. Every Friday I give up lots of yoga classes because of this. And Friday, I just practice. And every day, I walk 9 to 10 kilometers. So I hope, I can't say I can strong enough, but I think so. Yoga always helped for me and to move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look like it. Morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, please come here.
What are the benefits of yoga, and do you notice a difference from a person's first time they come and they're like their 10th lesson?
Yes, but the first question is benefit. It is yoga is not only body.
Mm-hmm.
Yoga also mind, because body only listen what mind said. Mind said maybe I want to eat some like a chicken or meat. The body, they never say okay feed.
Mm-hmm.
But mind said okay I eat only for vegetarian or dal or soup or something, they're happy. But we have to understand what body need. So yoga always help. For example, if you practice everyday yoga and some person the drinking or alcohol, the smoking lots of cigarettes, or the eating everyday meat, which is not helpful physical body, especially red meat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not telling anyone don't eat, but it is putting.
Mm-hmm.
So person, if you started to build up for yoga, they really understand what body need.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the help. And second question, yes, lots of people, they take a benefit. Lots.
Mm-hmm.
It's some people they do with me every twice a week. Some people they do like once a week. Some people they go three times a week. And some people they're doing last with me nearly last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of they get benefit for that, definitely. And also I can see some person, 1 week they didn't come, next week I can see their body change, their mind they change, their physically movement will change.
Mm-hmm.
And yoga is not only to make a body fit, you fit your mind stronger. Stronger. If you have really body build, you can lift 100 kilo, but you can't speak with around 10 people. What's the point? Your body is really strong. You can't speak in front of with 10 people, or you can't travel your own. Maybe you are struggle, or you shy. But mind making it strong. There is a three things in yoga: body, mind. That's the breathing. Breathing, one of the best friend, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Great.